The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? This is Betsy. Betsy joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Betsy. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Good.
Hey, we're good.
You having some kind of issues, Betsy? What's the problem?
Yeah, actually, I'm having a problem with my brother.
Oh, your brother? What's your brother doing?
Well, it's really weird and annoying, but he keeps hooking up with my friends, and I just want it to stop.
He keeps hooking up with your friends?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are your friends really hot?
Well, that doesn't really matter. I don't want him to hook up with my friends anymore.
No, I get it. What's your brother's name?
It's Jay.
And why do you think he hooks up with your friends?
Well, I mean, he's been doing it for years. He's always been hooking up with them.
Have you said something to him? Like, stop hooking up with my friends?
Yeah, but it just doesn't matter. I mean, I'll be hanging out with some girlfriends, and he'll show up sometimes, and then he just, like, takes off with them.
Huh.
Is your brother, like, a total babe or something?
I know, right?
Yeah, I don't know. They all seem to think that he's funny and nice, and they must think he's good-looking, but it's so awkward because he doesn't really like commitment, and he either doesn't call them back, and they're constantly, like, you know, hounding me, like,
what's your brother doing?
Why doesn't he talk to me?
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll take them on a couple days, but then that's it. I want it to stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we call Jay and tell him to stop, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do that. Here we go.
Hello?
Jay.
Yes?
Hey, what's up, dude? It's Mark, Kay, and Megan. How are you?
Oh, hey, what's up? I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. We're from the Big 8 Morning Mass, FYI.
Oh,
hi.
Boy. I listen to you all the time. How y'all doing?
Oh, cool.
We are so excited that you listen, first of all. That's great. We've got your sister, Betsy, on the phone, too.
Hey, what's up, Beth?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. Yeah. No,
Jay, Betsy told us that you keep hooking up with our friends, and it's really annoying.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you make it sound like I'm deliberately hunting for them.
Are you deliberately hunting for them?
That's kind of what it sounds like.
That's not true. Look, I can't help that her friends are attracted to me and that I'm attracted to them. So it is what it is.
Right. But is there maybe someplace else you could meet women other than, you know, your sister's, I don't know, slumber parties or whatever?
Hey, you know, I prefer to meet people face to face, and her friends are hot. So
yeah, no, that's good.
Right.
That's a plus.
Yeah, but it's awkward. I mean, my best friends are making out with my twin brother.
Oh, you guys are twins?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh, that's totally creepy.
I didn't know that at all.
Oh, my God, Betsy. That's like your friends are making out with you.
I know. It's so weird.
Okay, all right. Hang on. Ew, that's a little bizarre. Yeah. Hang on one second. You don't go anywhere. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. Also, we should point out that they're twins.
Yeah, fun fact.
So it's really like her friends are making out with the male version of her, which is kind of 340-9595. I imagine it must be slightly different, you know, because if you have, like, for example, Megan, you have a brother who's older. Did he ever hook up with your friends?
No, he's actually younger.
I mean, he's younger.
We're 18 months apart.
Right, you're the oldest.
Yes.
It's so weird because you act like you're the youngest.
Yeah, that's true.
Did he ever hook up with your friends?
No.
Did you hook up with his?
No. I mean, that's like 2 grades younger. That's why I feel like it must be hard if you're twins because you're the same grade. So you're all, like, you all are in the same classes and stuff.
Not only that, but you, like, look the same.
I mean, not all twins look the same. Just
yeah,
because
I mean,
they're twins doesn't mean they look exactly.
But
alike.
That's still weird. And then you hear about all those things about twins, how they like can feel what each other's thinking or whatever. Or
oh, that's creepy.
Like you don't want to be making out with somebody and all of a sudden your twin sister is like, ooh, I can taste his breath. It's horrible.
Ew, what?
That's what twins have a secret special power. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you had a twin and she were making out with some dude, you'd be able, and like he had fish breath, you'd be able to taste it.
I don't think that's always the case. I think maybe there's like been some weird instances. But that's still kind
of
weird.
A lot of times it is. 340-9595 WAP. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Austin.
Hey, Austin. What do you want to say about this whole situation?
So from my experience, first off, like, if they're identical twins, But at the same time, I dated someone who had a twin sister. They were two identical twins, and I would get them mixed up all the time. But it was definitely a little awkward at first, but since they're two different genders, I really don't think it matters. I mean, it's like dating an older brother of a friend of yours.
Yeah, which I guess she still has a problem with. Hey, thanks for calling. 340-9595. Hey, Dawn, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, you had a similar situation?
Oh, yeah. Me and my brother aren't like twins. Like, we shared the womb, our two teeth together, but we're Irish twins. And he's younger than me by
So what are you like, months. By how many months?
11 months.
11 months. Okay, all right.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and he used to date my friends all the time, and it was really weird. It kind of creeped me out. They would come over just to be with him. It was just not okay with me. It was not awesome at all.
Wow. And did you, like, how many of your friends would you say he hooked up with?
Oh, just in high school, like five.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's all.
Was he like, committed now to someone completely different, but, like, you know, he broke their hearts, and it was like, oh, it was over for me. Not allowed to have them as friends anymore.
Oh, so. And you couldn't have them. Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
See, I imagine that happening with my son and my daughter. Like, I think she's going to be, like, flirting with all, because they're 18 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one grade level difference. So, you know, I mean, and I like, what's one grade when you're in high school?
I don't know. I mean, I never hung out with my brother in high school. Like, we were two grades apart, but still, like, I didn't want to hang out with any of his friends. When the girl's older, I don't know. I guess I didn't really
care. You don't want to hang out with your friends or your brother's loser friends. I get it.
I'm 11 months older than he is. So, like, we were really close. Like, we, you know, but I didn't share friends with him. Or, I mean, he didn't share friends with me. I wasn't allowed to date his friends. He'd throw fit.
I was going to say, yeah, that's the best way to get back at him is just date his friends.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks for calling. Melissa from St. Augustine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Melissa. Did you have a similar situation?
Well, yeah. Me and my brother are, like, 14 months apart. He's older than me.
Uh-huh.
Everybody swears we're twins, except I have green eyes and he has blue.
Okay.
So when we go out, or when we did go out before we both got married, we would have like a competition on who could pick up and grab the most girls' numbers, and like it was fun, and people would just laugh at us because he would always say I had an unfair advantage because I'm a female and my boobs are huge.
Wait a minute, so you were both trying to get girls' numbers or you were trying to get dudes' numbers?
Girls. Well, it was unfair if he tried to get, he don't like dudes, so I would get girls, and like, I thought it was fun. Me and him would both get chicks' numbers, and, like, if he tried to go with a chick and get her number and she wouldn't give it to him, I'd go over there and hit on the same chick just to get her number, just for the hell of it.
Oh, wow, that's fun.
That's hilarious.
So that's kind of not at all what we're talking about, but that sounds like a fun thing to do.
It's interesting.
Well, he dates my friends, too. Like, I'm like, go for it, bro. Whatever.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really...
She'd be down for it, though.
Was she getting the numbers for him or just to show him that... I don't understand.
I don't know. Maybe she liked the girls.
Maybe. Well, then, you know, here's the other problem. If you're competing with your sister for dates...
Yeah, then that's the problem.
That's a whole nother am I wrong for another day.
I know.
Well, look, Betsy, a lot of people are saying, you know, you can't really help people's feelings and he's your brother and, you know, it's not like maybe you're jealous. Who knows? But maybe cut him some slack.
I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, how about this? Could you hook up with some of his friends?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I could do that, Jay. How would you like that?
Hey, do you.
Oh, okay. All right. Look at that. Open door.
That's weird.
That's perfect. Do you or somebody else.
Yeah.
Hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.